With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good friend of ours, should I call him family? He is family to us. It's your boy Q. He's on air on ESPN Central Texas, AM 1660, if you're ever in that area. He's the co-host of Black Hole Banter podcast. You can follow him at Twitter, at your boy Q254Q. What's going on, fam? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good. I'm interested in this Conor McGregor talk, though, man. I hear Conor McGregor and my ears start perking up. You know?
I know I've known you for years, for decades, my brother. Would you ever step into a ring, an octagon with Conor McGregor, and what would be your price?
Come on, man. Are you serious? I want to live. If I die, I can't spend that money. I ain't getting in that ring.
Yeah, but I got a contract. You can sign it. I'll be your manager. Don't even trip, bro. Make sure your family gets taken care of.
Yeah,
and then, you know.
He's salivating over here. Hey, Q, do you love to hate Conor McGregor, or are you just a fan?
No, I love, real quick, man, I love Conor McGregor. I saw him in Arizona before he really blew up. We were at the Super Bowl in Arizona, and he was walking around doing some media. And man, just hearing him talk and hearing him talk trash, I mean, that's my kind of guy. So I instantly became a Conor McGregor fan there.
There you go.
Yeah, I love to talk, too. I ain't mad at
it. Oh, no, it's the best thing. I don't know if you saw Danny Garcia.
But when he fights one of the Diaz brothers, either and then I'm a 209 dude.
Yeah, you know? Right. You know, hey, real quick, check out Garcia's dad yesterday at a press conference. It got a little ugly. If you get a chance, take a minute. It was kind of crazy. This trash talking has become now a spectacle. It's almost the theater of trash talk in some of these pre-conferences. But either way.
And you know where they learned it from?
Oh, yeah.
WWE.
Well, they learned it from Muhammad Ali.
Okay. You're right. I'm going to give it to Muhammad Ali. You're right. We go back to Muhammad Ali. He was the one.
And it makes you want to watch.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So. You know, and then afterwards you see him, you know, ring around the rosy for about 12, 13 rounds, and you're like, really? What got you was that press conference when they were going back and forth
Right.
It is what it is. But, you know, also it is what it is. We bring on our boy Q because he knows a lot about the Raiders, man. And, you know, I'm going to call his bluff, but I'm going to let you speak on it first, Q. The Oakland Raiders filed for permission to move to Las Vegas. We pretty much knew it was going to happen already in this matter, but what are your thoughts on that when you heard that?
Well, like you said, I did know that that was something that was going to happen. We already knew that the rumblings were there and that they were going to make that happen, but I hate to see it because it's just the wheels are in motion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you know something's going to happen, it's one thing. But when you see the wheels start turning, then you know, man, this is a real deal thing. Only thing we really need to do now is just see the moving van sitting outside the Coliseum. You know what I mean? Like, that's really all it comes down to now. And it's disappointing. I hate it for the city of Oakland. I hate it for the Raiders, too. Even though the stadium in Vegas will be awesome, I know that. But I just don't think it'll be the same. As a lifelong Raider fan, I just don't think it'll be the same. So it's a shame to see that happen. But it to me, it feels like a reality.
Yeah, Q, I want to actually get to some football talk, some X's and O's as we enter into the offseason for the Raiders, at least. I know some four teams are still playing, but it's such a big story in terms of what we just saw in San Diego. We saw the kind of the backlash that I don't think was completely – I know folks expected San Diego Charger fans to be upset, but the vitriol and the visceral emotions that came out of those San Diego fans, I'm curious to see what would happen on that day, if that day ever comes, that the Raiders officially move. But my question to you, there was a report that came out that said San Diego folks in the NFL aren't happy that San Diego Chargers moved. Have you heard anything in terms of what that vote might come down to in March? Have you heard owners swaying one way or the other?
I haven't heard exactly, but I've heard that the power players, the big time owners, the ones that matter, the Jerry Joneses, the Bob Kraft, those guys, the Cronkies, they're already on board.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And those are the power players. The other guys really don't matter. They kind of fall in place. And at first it was a issue about Mark Davis where they didn't believe in him. But after his latest presentation, they felt like that he has the ball rolling. You know, he has it going the right direction. So I think that they have a little bit more faith in Mark Davis now. And I thought that that was going to be the element that was going to actually keep them in Oakland, was that they want a team in Vegas, but they didn't want Mark Davis in Vegas. But now I think they're warming up to that. And when you have a guy like Jerry Jones, who calls all the shots, when you have him on your side, it's hard to say no.
Yeah.
And you know what I really think it's going to come down to, too, is all the other NFL owners that are going to vote yes for this thing. Hopefully there's enough that vote no. They're looking at it as an NFL playground. And they are looking at Mark Davis as being, I don't want to use any bad words here because I definitely don't want to call him out a name. I don't want to call the organization out a name for that matter. But they're looking at them as the guinea pig, if I may say it that way, because of the fact that when it's a Raider home game in Vegas, whoever they're playing, let's just say they're playing Green Bay, the cheeseheads are going to fly out there. You know, the Raider
fans. It's going to be the weekend. Whoever your team is playing that weekend, you're going to Vegas.
And Vegas is the playground for, you know, America's adults, basically. So you got Raider fans, you got Green Bay Packer fans. I'm using this one in particular, say if they play each other. And the who's going to win here is Vegas and the NFL. Because, you know, later in time, the NFL is going to build some type of complex where it's the NFL complex, almost like a, I don't want to call it the Hall of Fame because I don't want to disrespect the Hall of Fame, but almost like an NFL experience. Come on out to Vegas and experience the NFL. And by the way, while you're here, watch the Raiders take on New England, or watch the Raiders take on the Buccaneers, or watch the Raiders take on Dallas, because it's like fight night there. It's just going to be inundated with fans, period.
I mean, imagine Super Bowl weekend in Vegas.
Yeah.
Imagine Super Bowl weekend in Vegas.
That's exactly what it boils down to. It's all about the Super Bowl, because there will be a Super Bowl there, and it will be huge. It will be outrageous, and it's all about money. I mean, money, money, money. That's what drives this whole situation. The NFL wants to make it, and they're going to make it. I mean, that's the bottom line. And it's unfortunate because real football fans, and we know this, and you were trying to come up with a name for Mark Davis. I kind of look at him as the NFL's puppet. I really do. Like, they're kind of pulling his strings. And he wants to make this move, but at the same time, the NFL is like, yeah, we pull this guy's strings and get everything going for him, then we're going to benefit in the long run. So, it's, you know what I mean? They know what they're doing, and it's just bad. I go to the Coliseum, and I see real football
yes,
fans sitting out there in the,
exactly,
cold, in the rain, cheering on their team. This is all about suites. This is all about celebrities.
Right.
This is all about big time. This is not about big time NFL fans. It's not.
And you know, I got to say, Q, I'm a huge football fan, but I wouldn't be surprised in 10, 15 years if this move for the Raiders moving to Las Vegas marked really the fall of the NFL. We say pride comes before the fall, but so does greed. And at this point, the NFL is so concerned about lining their pockets more so than the fan experience. And we can tell you from all the commercials we have in games. So it's such an interesting thing. And, somebody in 10, 15 years is going to be able to write a great case study on a large corporation that was so worried about profits over actual fan experience and customer service. But I'm going to shift gears a little bit, if you don't mind, Q. And we got a big offseason ahead of us. You know, Reggie McKenzie finally wins. I think he finally gets the credit he deserves, and he wins the Executive of the Year. But we know that there's a lot of holes on this Oakland Raider roster, both offensively and defensively. I want to start defensively, of course. Tell me the top two needs you think on this defense, and maybe two solutions, whether it's a free agent or somebody in the draft.
I don't think the Raiders are going to be very active free agent-wise. I really don't. They got a lot of guys in-house that they need to get taken care of, three guys that came out of the same draft. They need to get taken care of. So I think that they're going to be very minimal action as far as free agency goes. And I think all eyes, all attention is focused on the draft. And I'm looking at defense. Defense, defense, defense. Middle linebacker, definitely need to upgrade. Defensive back, definitely need to upgrade. And not saying that the defensive back that the Raiders have, not saying Sean Smith is terrible, not saying Emerson is terrible, but they need a long-term solution. They need someone who's going to grow in that position and grow to be a homegrown guy. You know what I mean? They need a real-deal defensive back, a top-flight guy, a guy who DJ Hayden was drafted to be, but didn't turn out to be that guy. So a defensive back is a huge need. Middle linebacker is a huge need. Safety is a need. I think Reggie Nelson's gone. There's got to be a upgrade there at the safety position. And then you need some interior push on the defensive line. You got to get in there and help free up Khalil Mack and help free up Bruce Irvin. The team had the least amount of sacks in the league or right there next to it. I mean, you can't do that when you have Khalil Mack. You just can't. So that all attention, as far as I'm concerned, is paid to the defensive side of the ball.
Now, when you say that a lot of attention is going to be paid towards the draft and not really in free agency, how much of that do you believe it's going to be? Well, I mean, I know your thoughts, and I respect your thoughts too and what you're saying, but I really do believe it's not going to go very heavy on free agency because there's going to be a lot of money that has to be put up for Derek Carr and Khalil Mack to pay these guys nice and wealthy. And I don't think they're going to demand big money, but I think but I think they're going to command big money when it comes down to it. When you look at the rest of the NFL and what these individuals have done, and you want to lock these guys in for the future. You know, I believe Carr's deal doesn't end until next season.
Yes, yes.
But I mean, if you can give him an extension now, give him the big money, solidify it, move forward, you're good to go. Khalil Mack's going to want a lot of money. Well, you know, command a lot of money because
the highest paid defensive player in the league, I think Khalil Mack will end up being.
So I would almost say that we won't have a whole lot to go after free agency because then, it may look good to come to Oakland and play for a team that's finally winning, that's finally pushing into the playoffs, that knows they probably could have gone farther if Carr didn't go down. But I don't think a lot of free agents, at least name agents, are going to want to come here for the minimal because, we could only give you $20 because we gave the $100 to Derek Carr.
Yeah, you got it. You go. I'm sorry, Q, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. The thing about it is not only do they have to pay Derek Carr and not only do they have to pay Khalil Mack, but they have to pay Gabe Jackson as well.
Yes.
A lot of people forget about Gabe Jackson. All these guys came out of the same draft.
Stacey McGee, too.
Need to get paid. You know? Yeah, exactly. So these all are going to have to get paid. So, yeah, like you're saying with the free agency, there's going to be free agent signings that will just be basically depth signings as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? Guys that could come in a pinch. Guys like the Nate Allens that could come in when somebody's injured. Guys like the Perrys that can come in when somebody's injured. Something like that. It's not going to be, like you mentioned, the big names. It won't be because the Raiders won't be able to afford that. And that's fine because they have a nice nucleus of a team. And that's why I think that Reggie McKenzie will put all attention on the draft, and then he'll just fill a couple little holes here and there through free agency. But when it comes to spending money on guys outside of the organization, it's going to be very minimal this year.
Yeah, very true. Plus, also Reggie McKenzie. I mean, that's one of the big reasons why he won the PFWA Executive of the Year. It's stuff that's been growing for the last couple of years. He got here and he figured out how to get us out of the big deep hole that
cap
we were.
Hell.
You know, the cap hell, basically, to call it that.
Yep.
And how to spend money correctly. I think he knows how to give somebody $20 now and like, look, I'll give you the 100 G's later, you know, if you come and perform for me now. I mean, I'm obviously speculating in that way, but he knows how to handle those type of situations.
Especially those deals that are front-loaded on the first couple of years.
True.
And so
true.
They don't it costs you money on the back end. I can see them maybe making one big free agency move with a deal like that that's heavy, laden incentive, and has a lot of money up front. But I hope that defense can get better then. From what we saw last year, I know it was getting better towards the end of the year. But I think they need a couple of more players, and hopefully the draft will support that as well.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the draft is going to have to be the main supplier of guys. And talking about Reggie McKenzie and his contract, he writes the best contract in the league. I mean,
definitely.
He absolutely does. There's a reason why he won Executive of the Year. He writes those contracts, like you mentioned, Brandon, front-loaded. You know, you get your guaranteed money, which, hey, that's what the guys want anyway.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What the players want is the guaranteed money. They want it up front. Give me mine now. That's cool. I don't want to wait till later. I'll take it now. And so he does that, and then on top of that, he's able to get out of the contract without dead money, and that's where teams always they drop the ball. They have guys with that'll cost them too much dead money, and Reggie doesn't do that. If you look at overthecap.com, which is something I go to all the time, the Raiders look great right now dead money and cap space, and that's because Reggie writes those awesome contracts. So he's going to have to do that. He's going to have to get tricky. He's got a lot of guys in that one draft class, led by Khalil Mack and Derek Carr, that he's got to take care of and keep them in-house because those are the foundations of the Raiders moving forward for the long term.
Q, you're the best. That's the reason we bring you on, and want to say thank you so much, my brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Absolutely will, and I'll be down there in Houston, man, for Super Bowl 51. I'll be down there, and I'm going to send you guys a bunch of stuff, that sights and sounds that I get from there so you guys can have it. Always
appreciate that, man.
Hey, my brother, I'm gonna be there too, so you can hand deliver it right to me. I'll be standing right next to you, bro, because I'll be holding the Crater Records for you.
Perfect.
Have a good one, Q. Enjoy yourself, my brother.
All right, you too. I appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.